Hello? Hello? Sam?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Trevor,
how
are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. This is Sam from Orbit Design. Is this a good time to talk to you, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right. So did you get my email? I just sent you that.
I did. I just got home. I'm about to pull it up on my computer. I took a brief look at it on my phone. I just haven't looked at it on a computer yet.
So should I hold the line for you so you can give me that?
Yeah, if you don't mind, give me one quick second. I'll get it pulled up real quick.
Sure. Take your time.
All right, I've got it pulled up. I can see I'm going to have a couple changes, but overall, I do like it.
Sorry.
Overall, I do like it. I am going to kind of go through. I do have a few changes I'll probably make, like some formatting things. But overall, I do like the layout.
Overall, actually, the important thing is that the layout, right? A few changes like the, the menu bar and other things, right? We can make those changes for you, but I'm just talking about the overall layout. And are you giving me your approval to just go ahead and use the same layout to all products?
Yes, the overall layout is fine.
That's fine. Great. So you just let me know. You see, here it is. And as you know, I was talking about the watermark thing, right? I redid that for you. You see on the picture having your watermark or your logo there.
I do see that, yes.
Right. That is a watermark call, right? Whenever you will be upload a picture in the future, your logo automatically pasted on that picture. We create this function for you.
Are we able to change where it's located on the picture?
The position you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes, you can. You can change the position, right? You can. So we already created this function, right? So in the future, whatever the product you will upload, right? So this watermark will be pasted automatically on the pictures.
Okay.
Right. And you see in the right-hand side having a model, size, overall length, bullet. You see, just click on the show all specs. You see all the specs. You just let me know what thing do you want to be here and what thing you want to remove it.
Okay, not a problem. I'll probably kind of like when we were doing the overall, I'll go through this weekend and I'll have a detailed document for you of any changes for stuff like that.
Changes over the detail page?
Yeah, just as far as like if there's like the, for instance, like the map, that's just something I kind of need in the back end, not necessarily for the customer. So I'll probably not display that attribute, but I can have all of that for you pretty well detailed out.
Okay. Okay, so in this weekend you will work for, and you will let me know like how many things you want to show over here, right here, and how many things you want to hide.
Correct.
And what about the other things? You see the in this scroll down, you see the description, reviews. If somebody wants to post their review, they can fill out the form and they can submit their review related to their product. And what about this? You see the title of the product, right? Zero tolerance, 0022, folding knife, carbon fiber. Is this a fine this title, or you want to short this title?
That I kind of need to think of if I want to display it any different than it is, but for right now, that's fine. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Actually, we just upload only one product, which is a zero tolerance. You just go to the brands and click on the zero tolerance brand, so you will see all the products there. So what you can do in this weekend, you are seeing, you will be covered in brief documents. So you just do one thing. you just go to your brand, click on the zero tolerance, and you see all the products, right? So according to the products, whatever you want to make change, if you want to change a title, so you will provide me the new title of the product so I can make those changes. And if you want to add or hide something from the product detail page, like from the inspections, right, specifications, right, so we can go ahead and do that for you. You will create a document for me, so on Monday, I hope you will share with me, then we will go ahead and make those changes, and I will forward it to you again. Once you approve that, then we will go ahead and apply this same layout to all of the products, whatever your product you will be providing according to the brand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
that sounds good. Yeah, I'll have all that done. Go ahead, sorry.
All right, and Chase, I want to get the feedback from about the entire website from you, right, about myself, about the site, and about the working and each and everything, right? So I hope you will give a good feedback about me and about the workings so far. So what I can do, Chase, with this, right, so I'm going to connect with him.
Okay, not a problem.
Just give me one more.